This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. A North Texas man who has a severely disabled son won't have to leave the U.S. for Peru this week. Immigration officials granted a request by the man's attorneys to stay in the U.S. a few more months.
Everywhere we go,
everywhere we go,
people wanna know.
A group of immigrant advocates chanted and sang songs in front of the Dallas office of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. They were there to support Rodrigo Ruiz, who had been ordered to leave the country by this Friday.
We are the immigrants.
Mighty, mighty immigrants.
Mighty, mighty immigrants.
Ruiz came to the U.S. on a non-immigrant visa in 2005 and overstayed. In 2010, a federal judge ordered him to return to Peru. In a statement, an ICE spokesman said, starting in 2010, the agency granted Ruiz 7 one-year stays of removal on humanitarian grounds. Ruiz's oldest son, Adrian, has cerebral palsy, a seizure disorder, and relies on a feeding tube. George Rodriguez is one of Ruiz's attorneys.
This man works three jobs to be able to have insurance to cover the medical cost. His wife isn't able to work because she's there taking care of Adrian. So his income helps support his family, but more importantly, it's what keeps Adrian alive.
Ruiz's other immigration attorney, Michelle Sáenz Rodriguez, says she submitted an application for a stay of removal for her client in February. But a few weeks ago, that request was denied. This time, the request was granted. Sáenz Rodriguez describes what an ICE official told her.
He said he was going to take a look at it. He gave us 3 months before he has to come back again to report. So that's basically for us, it's a 3-month extension of his time here.
Ruiz can stay until mid-September. He says he's relieved his attorneys have more time to work on his case.
What happened is a good thing. I think it's a victory for me, for my family, for Adrian, actually.
Ruiz hopes he can stay with his family in the U.S. permanently. Stella Chavez, KERA News.